Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Home opener edition. Usually we're somewhere for this. It's weird to be in the basement edition. But most importantly, guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Thanks to all of our cousin subs of the day, cousin subs we believe in better for filling in for him while he was gone. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, which was undisclosed for the Tausch Spring Sabbatical, he makes his triumphant return. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. I'm doing good. I am very glad to be back. I appreciate your litany of subs that cousin subs that were here. I was able to had a very long flight, so I was able to catch back up on a little bit of what you guys discussed. Joe Thomas was great. You have John Anderson. You had Bulaga.
You made it through one.
He listened to Friday's show.
Well, no.
Who else did you have?
Some of them weren't downloaded, which is interesting as usual. But it was I needed a break. I'm glad to be back. And the trip, for those who I think you guys both knew, we decided to take a big boy trip. And I ain't going to lie to you.
It's a Dubuque.
I wasn't ready, not Dubuque. That's Jesse country. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know. We ended up going to Japan. The family,
what?
We went to Japan.
Wow.
For the, yeah, we went over to Japan for
first time hearing of it.
That's definitely not true. I don't know how many days we were gone. But there's a couple of things.
We had a lot of cousins up. So
there,
yeah,
there were 68 teams in contention for the NCAA tournament when you left.
Well, I think there was four.
Well played, Jesse.
Did you guys know
No.
That there is a spot where you're flying where the it's like the international time change.
International date line?
What is it called?
The international dateline. Yeah.
International dateline. So I have never been to
Asia. Well, that must have really messed you up.
Oh, you don't even. You can, I can't even begin to tell
if
you.
If time zones are tough, I can only imagine.
Indiana.
I struggle
to
when
Japan.
I go to Denver. I go to Denver, it's a struggle. If I'm in New York, it's a struggle. Here, we fly out of Chicago and we get out there and we're literally a full day ahead. But we're not. And I tell you all the time, I struggle with the lunar, the moon and the centrifugal force and all these things that move. This blew my mind. And here's what happened. So we got in midday we flew out on a Wednesday. We got in midday on a Friday. It's a 12-hour flight, which is a big boy flight. So it shouldn't be that you're a full day and a half from where you left, right? That blew my mind. And I didn't know about this dateline deal until I looked on the flight chart little thing on your TV, and it says on there you're flying over Anchorage. Next thing you know, it's like it's a warp. It's one of those like tunnels that you fly into, and it's a full day that it's different. So, and we get in, we kind of get situated. And I'm like, all right, it's midday. All right, so we had a couple things we were going to do. Pretty tired. We go to bed. And this is, I'm not lying. This is not me embellishing. I go to bed. I wake up and it says it's 10:30. And I didn't know if it was morning or night. I didn't know what day it was. I legit didn't have a concept or a clue what this was. So about 2 days in, I finally ended up figuring things out. We're about 13 or 14 hours/a day ahead of where this was. Because I would see, I did not have my phone with me. I'd leave it in the hotel but I could tell when our show started. That's when I knew, okay, it's 9 a.m. back home. And that meant it was about I don't know what time that was here. Bottom line is, I'm happy.
9 a.m. here.
Because this whole thing threw me off in a big, big way.
Was our show on at like Saturday at 11 p.m. where you were? And you're like, wait a minute.
No, that part was really goofy. Sarah just texted and said we actually got in on a Thursday. I don't know if I believe her on that. I think it was Friday, but that's where I just so there's a lot of things that we've been fortunate. We went over to Paris and we've been able to do some pretty cool stuff, right?
No doubt.
But a lot of people speak English. No,
except you.
That's not how it is. Like, okay. You can find your way around. No. Japan, hey man, you're on. You figure it out. Like, you figure it out. There's not a ton of people like speaking anything but Japanese. Like, that's where this was at. So you couldn't really piece that together. And by the way, I'm big. I'm a big guy in the U.S.
You're big everywhere.
Yeah, it's much more noticeable, and I'm kind of glad I can't interpret what people are saying. Hey, we're walking, you walk on the other side of the street, you get it, you can kind of, I'm pretty alert about certain things. There's a lot of people, I think, making some commentary on my size, this maybe some other things.
Did they use the term Godzilla at any point?
No, but we went and looked at it. We went and looked at Godzilla.
What?
And that was where I probably felt most at home. So the trip was great. I'm talking cult. Like, I don't know if I've ever eaten more sushi. If you can, right now is a great time to go over there from a, just from a cost standpoint. Once you get there. Because the food, like, It was crazy. I had a really hard time figuring out the yen conversion. Like, I didn't know 1,500 yen. I don't know what the hell that means. And Sarah had one of those little deals in her phone that she'd click on and be like, that's – if it was – the kids kind of said if it was 100 yen, we got carte blanche to kind of do, because 100 yen's not even a dollar. So I tried to do the math on that, but we ended up – we hit a bunch of different spots. It was a great trip. But I ain't going to lie to you, man, I was glad to be home yesterday, even though yesterday would have been Monday when we were in Tokyo. So that was kind of my trip. There wasn't any – you guys always get a kick out of crazy travel snafus. I got to be honest. Couldn't have been smoother.
And the food made the trip.
The food did make the trip. There's a lot of things about Japan that – I think would be great to be brought into the U.S. There's
okay, we'll make that list, because I want to get that list from you.
Power
so use your little
Tuesday.
Boogie board there.
Yeah. Power rankings Tuesday.
All right, as you know, I have so many questions, because I always do when you return from these sojourns.
Can I go first on a question?
Absolutely.
What were the people... looking like and doing when you thought they were commenting on your physical stature on the other side of the road? Like
grunting noises.
How obvious was it?
It was pretty obvious. I don't know if there's a certain, because again, I don't know any other than
you don't speak Japanese.
Sayonara and
you don't even know that.
I don't know. I couldn't really tell, but you know when you know, and I knew. I think that's the best way I could put it.
All right. First of all, I love that you guys get to do this. Like, we do not joke on this show about CTE, but we were talking with Joe Thomas last week and a few others. Like, this is a dangerous sport that you played. At the same time, it also affords you opportunities that your kids get to enjoy. And so I love that you do this with them, the national parks. I'm a little envious of this one, because this seems, the travel and time change challenges notwithstanding, like a really cool trip to take, especially. So I hope Max and Eleanor enjoyed it, because it sounds really cool. I am curious, though. So when did you do anything in preparation before your departure to like try and get your body to be better prepared for, because you played in the NFL, you know that all these teams, when they go far away, they start changing body clocks, they work on doing all these things. You just said, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to live the hours that I live. And then when I wake up in Japan, I won't know if it's 10:30 a.m.
Those NASA sleep specialists weren't on standby.
Did you expect me to call Coach Alvarez and say I need to not sleep on the plane?
Yes, he went to Tokyo. This is the exact route that you did.
All those guys did. I did not. And this is a part I literally, as we were leaving to go to our flight, I wasn't 100% because – I have that nice, I'll tell you what, this that bag I got from Sarah a couple Christmases ago that
still
I use all the
great.
Time,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is what I take. Like, I'll use a little bit of space in old girl and the kids. We usually try to take two suitcases, right, even if it's whatever the case may be. That suitcase or that little backpack of mine, I wasn't even sure if I was going to go vest or a light jacket. The morning we left, because I want to go into these things with an element of, all right, I have a general understanding of what we're doing, but I don't want to be over encumbered by what it is going to be.
By information.
What?
So I took a light blue coat. I sometimes wear it on this show. That was the only jacket I took, and it was good. It actually was a lot hotter over there than I anticipated, and we walked. Oh, God. We put a lot of steps on again. These vacations are great for me because it is a walk.
Not for your knee.
No, my knee is – it's not Peru-ish bad, but you factor that in with the 13-hour flight. I'm going to say this. I ain't doing another 13-hour flight. Not going to do it. Not for
so when the Packers play in Australia in a couple of years, we're not road tripping to Sydney?
I'd have to go to L.A. first and stay a couple days and then take, you know, that's a little bit shorter. It's a beat-up type deal, for sure.
In the ESPN Madison YouTube conversation, there's a few folks wondering if you heard the word sumo at any point when people were pointing at you.
So,
thinking you might have been a famous
wrestler. We went to a sumo match, and the kids. What?
Well, now this is great.
I'll say this: I fit in very well with the sumo. The sumo culture would be. No, why has the NFL not went down that road to find sumo wrestlers to play offensive line?
Are they light on their feet? Do they have great footwork?
Are they versatile?
But the big thing is
they play center and guard.
They're strong. Your core has to be locked and loaded. I actually walked out of there, and this was, these sumo guys, I'm not going to say in my prime I would have kicked their keisters, but I think I would have. Just going to say that. If these guys...
This is amazing. I'm so happy right now.
If these guys... Well, Jason, they're old, washed-up sumo guys. This isn't the big
you
one
went
that
to,
comes
like,
up
the champions tour of these
sumo
wrestlers?
In essence, it was more of an
Steve
exhibition.
Stricker
like
and...
There's Goosen.
It was more the guys that couldn't do it anymore. They would put on an exhibition and educate basically other Australian American tourists about the sumo culture. That was more of what it was. It wasn't like it was super hyper competitive sumo that we're talking about here, okay? Just so you guys understand.
So what, like,
who is the Stuart Sink?
What is the American equivalent in sports of what you saw in sumo?
It would be like a flag football game with a bunch of washed up NFL guys that couldn't play anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's a very dazzling detail.
The 3-on-3 basketball league.
Even worse than that. Worse. I didn't get a chance to see the high end, like NFL type sumo guys. These guys were sumo guys that were just teaching you, and they're big, and they were doing the stuff, but it was kind of WWE-ish. Like, it was all staged.
So they're washed. I mean, you could have gone up against them. They're both. You guys are both at kind of the same point in your careers.
I would have struggled probably just because I'm on one leg at this point.
Because of the flights and all the walking, yeah. All right, well, this sounds like a... Sherrod, were the Badgers still a Final Four team on the other side of the international dateline? Oh, if we could have only gone back in time instead of ahead. We'll get to that. Were you, while you were vacationing, were you able to take in any of the events of American sports?
Yes, actually, it worked out really well because when I would get up at 2 a.m. because my clock was so screwed up, or 10 a.m. or 10
should've called Barry.
I would get and I would see. I actually saw. I didn't see. I saw the results. There's no, like, I didn't stream it over there, but I would see on Twitter the results and the big storylines of said games, and I saw that we lost to BYU. Saw that we had won earlier. So I did stay up to date, and then obviously I caught some of the podcasts on the long flight back. So, yes.
And at any point did you send a text message to Gardo apologizing to him for hexing his team once again?
I have not done that yet, no. I don't think it was me hexing. It was more the NCAA forcing us to play a road game at altitude against the team. Like that part of it, you seem to leave out the part that I also said, I know you put that quote up, Jesse, on our airwaves. Mm-hmm. I also said we needed to be in Milwaukee, and we weren't. That was a stipulation I put in that.
After the fact, after you were critiqued for it, but that's
really
okay.
After the fact.
No, it was, but you're right. They got hosed, but that was like 2 weeks ago now, and we're up to the Final Four, and you're back, and that's all that really matters. And even while you were gone, there were still great deals to be had from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And it was like having a little bit of Tausch, even when he was gone, that we got to hear your dulcet tones talking about Gina Della and the team at Pella, even while you were away. But now you're here to do it live.
Yeah, indeed. And you know what? We talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service that you get from Pella. But talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. It doesn't matter if it's 2 days ago, if it's what, you know, if it's different time, date lines, whatever it might be, Pella's team is with you from start to finish, and they don't disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of Windows as low as $22 per month and Doors as low as $89 per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends today, March 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Rob and Waukesha, I'm laughing so hard right now. This is another reason you guys have the best show. Couldn't agree more. I would pay to see Tausch grapple with a sumo wrestler. Beautiful. I think this is, like, if you did it in the WWE style that these fellows were doing it in, where it was kind of going through the motions and teaching, I think this would be great for Wildy and Tausch Fest, along with the other things we have planned for an event we'll never have.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You've told me you're going to lie to me a lot today. Did you lie a lot trip? Or
maybe I thought these guys were saying, was it worth it, these sumo wrestlers, because they have to eat a certain amount of calories and all this other stuff. And if you don't make it to the big, big, big leagues, you don't make no money.
Oh.
And I thought, had I done this, I'm not going to say what I want to say. I think I could have made it as a sumo wrestler.
Hall of Fame?
I think I could have. I don't know what their Hall of Fame is. I feel like
Tokyo
I was
Hall
built
Hall of Fame
to be able to do
not
that.
The sumo
I
Hall of Fame.
I feel like I was built.
Do they as is the case with a lot of former offensive linemen, not all, but a lot of them. We saw Joe Thomas, who looks like a bodybuilder now that he's not in the NFL.
Not a sumo wrestler.
Do the sumo wrestlers, once they hang up their diapers or whatever those things are that they wear, do they traditionally slim down, or do they kind of stay big hulking dudes, you think?
I didn't see a lot of big dudes over in Japan. I didn't see hardly anybody that was big.
But they saw you.
Yes, they did.
All right, we have to interrupt Tausch's stories from Japan because we have some breaking news from Brian Gutekunst down at the NFL meetings at the Breakers in Palm Beach. We will tell you what that breaking news is and how unsurprising it is. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
NFL meetings are underway in Palm Beach. Brian Gutekunst talking with a handful of beat writers who are down there. Per Wes Hodkowitz of Packers.com, Brian Gutekunst confirming what we all knew. Elgton Jenkins is your new starting center. Mark Tauscher said that 2 years ago. For those that thought that Zach Tom would be a Pro Football Hall of Fame center, that dream will have to wait for Zach Tom. It appears he'll be staying at right tackle. But with the signing of Aaron Banks, he will play left guard.
And Elgton Jenkins is moving to center. And Brian Gutekunst predicts he can be an all-pro. All-pro at center. Tausch, you were a great offensive lineman. You could have been a great sumo wrestler, as we've already established. Will he be an all-pro center for the Green Bay Packers, Elgton Jenkins?
So who is the all-pros right now at center?
Because let me get that for you.
There's gonna take a little time here. I think Elgton Jenkins, had he not blown his knee out, playing left tackle, playing guard, all the stuff that he did, I thought he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He has been a really good football player. He's had great seasons. He would need can he be an all-pro center? Absolutely he can. I just have to think through, because center is, if there's somebody that's ingrained in there already, it's going to be hard for Elgton.
Creed Humphrey was the first team center, and Frank Ragnow from the Lions was the second team center.
So I think Creed Humphrey's going to be that guy for a while. He's, what, in his fifth or sixth year? I think he's the same year as Josh Myers.
Yeah, he was a draft pick behind Josh Myers, yes. Too.
So I think it'll be tough moving forward, but I do think this is a spot Elgton Jenkins has played before, and as he is going to just take hold of it and run with it and not have to bounce around, I think he's going to even be that much better. So I'm not going to put anything past Elgton, but he's going to be 30 years old, correct?
He is turning 30 this season, yes, sir.
So he's got some wear and tear on the knees. I think the contract situation there is going to be intriguing to see if they're just going to keep that steady where it's at, or if they're – because now he's going to be a really high-paid center. He was, you know, at left guard being paid nicely. This will elevate him, because I think the, you know, top-line centers are, what, 15 a year. That part will be interesting as well. But, yes, to answer your question, he's a good enough football player. No doubt that if he gets put in there and he stays healthy, I think he could run with this. And the reason I felt like Elgton wanted to do this is because I think he feels like he can extend his career and play 7-8 more years, whereas at guard or tackle, maybe that movement, it's just different playing center. It's more mental, still a physical position. But you don't have to move and maybe do as much as maybe you have to at guard or tackle.
So last year, the 2023, the first team center was Jason Kelsey, and Ragnow was the second team center. The year before that, Kelsey was first team and Creed Humphrey was second team. So those two are pretty well ingrained as the top two centers in football. I want to talk more about this coming up, and then we'll get back to opening day and the Tausch jinx and everything else. But I am curious, because, you know, you just said this could allow him to extend his career. I want you to explain that to people, why that makes sense. Because if he's extending his career, that would require a third contract from the Packers. And it's easy for Goody to say today, in sunny Florida, he's got the ability to be an all-pro center. But when it comes time to pay him again, will he have any interest in that? I do think it's also noteworthy that when he signed his extension to stay, he signed it as a guard, and they put stipulations in that contract for his salary to increase if he became left tackle. And instead, he's going the other, he's not moving outward, he's moving further in to the line of scrimmage. So I want to get into that. Go ahead.
No, just in the longevity question. I think, you know, center, you have to reach a nose tackle. That's the hardest part of being a center. Getting the calls out and making sure Elton's going to kill that. That is not even going to be an issue. Snapping the football and making the steps, that stuff is all going to be, I think, pretty easy for Elgton. The tough part, and why I think it can extend it, you're not covered every play. You're not sitting there with, you know, Aaron Donald or some of these other cats, Jalen Carter. that you have to block consistently and pass off stunts. The nice part for Elton is he's seen all this and understanding it. You can be, you can kind of age a lot more gracefully inside at center than you can outside at tackle or guard. I know there's always exceptions to every rule, and Elton has been one of those guys. He's an exception to the exceptions in the fact that he's been able to play every spot. But I just love the fact that he can now really just focus in and say, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm going to be doing, and I can really kind of take my skill set to the next level. And it is going to be, you know, unless people are going to start going to, you know, a lot of 3-4 and put head up nose tackles and ask, that plays right into what Elton Jenkins does. So I love this. I think this is going to help the run game and getting up on that second level, which it, and passing off stunts. Some of the things that I thought Josh Myers struggled at, you know, passing off stunts and some leakage inside. That's why I think the signing of Banks really illustrated that this was what was going to happen. And now it's just going to be a matter of getting together and learning and working with each other, getting that chemistry. And this group should be markedly better than what we saw last year.
In fairness, even though he is one of our guys and we love it when he's on the tailgate tour and he comes on the show, he did not play well at center in the Detroit game when he had a start there. That was the one start he made there during the 2024 season. It was rainy, so that was part of the equation too, but he had some errant snaps in the shotgun. So it will be an adjustment for him, no matter how and he is uber talented. Sure. But there are definitely some adjustments he has to make.
It's one thing to say one game in the middle of a season, hey, go in there and play center.
No doubt.
It's a whole other thing when you start OTAs and you get mini camp and training camp and you start developing that chemistry with Jordan and everything else. So I get it. I think it's a fair point to bring up, but I don't think that necessarily is going to kind of carry the water when it comes to, is he going to be a great center? He's proven he could play the position at a high level. I expect this now to be more, that was more rudimentary, like poli-sci 101. This is going to be advanced level that he's going to be looking at and going to be expecting him to play at a big boy level at that center spot.
Yeah, I think he'll succeed. I am super curious what his contract situation ends up being. He's got 2 years left on his deal. What does the future look like for him as he gets ready to turn 30 toward the end of the 2025 season?
Think they'll? I would guess they're going to want to see him play it a year and then extend him next year, or you know, we'll also see when the draft comes. You love Monk. I don't know where Monk's at. This is
Tony
probably
Shalhoub.
You're either going to say you're either going to see him get extended before this training camp, or you're going to see him play this out and let kind of the chips fall. Because if there's one thing Goody has been very consistent on, he doesn't want to pay guys third deals. He doesn't want to pay guys. He did it with Kenny Clark, and I'm guessing he's not going to say it, but I'm guessing there's probably a little bit of a, maybe we should have waited and let that thing play itself out.
Yeah, probably felt the same way about Aaron Rodgers, too. I would just say this. I think he is not sentimental. Goody isn't. And so no matter how much he loves Elton, no matter how well Elton has played, if he has reservations, it's not going to be influenced by his feelings for Elton, the guy or the teammate or those things. That is not going to come into the equation. But if he does get an extension, you know, he'll have one of those big giant checks and it'll have Associated Bank's logo on it because they are the official bank of the Packers. They've been there since the start, just like they've been with us from the start of our show. But more important than having Packers checking or Badgers checking or Brewers checking, they have the best customer service. They've got all kinds of great ways for you to feel appreciated by your bank. And if you don't feel that way with your current bank, make the switch. You'll get early pay where you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. You got credit monitoring to make sure that your credit is squared away and you're not dealing with fraud issues. You've got fraud protection that comes with that as well. And, of course, there's the more than 30,000 ATMs that are surcharge-free, so you don't have to pay to get your own money. Check out AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More with Tausch, who has returned from Japan. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers. The Kansas City Royals.
The pitch. Hit high and deep to left field. Way back up and gone!
Today on Madison's new home of the Brewers. 100.5 ESPN.
Speaking to a handful of reporters, including our friend Rob Domofsky down in Florida. We'll get to a few more of the things that Goody said beyond his thoughts on Elgton Jenkins moving to center during the 10 o'clock hour coming up. Tausch, I am curious, because we did reference it, and you have been gone for the entire NCAA tournament to this point. You got back for a couple of the games yesterday. I mean, I don't know what day you got back and what day it felt like, but have you seen any basketball at all for the tournament?
No, I haven't.
And
wake me up next March.
Good one. And have you seen any? It's Brewers opening day at AmFam Field today as well. They opened the season in New York, where these bats are the rage. They even were talked about on Good Morning America, so I'm all up to speed on that. Have you seen any baseball to this point?
So, yes, obviously.
You went to Japanese baseball games?
Oh, Cubs Dodgers was over there. Did you get it in time?
Hiroshima's got a good squad. Remember the nickname. Carp. The Hiroshima Carps.
Okay. Like the Beloit Sky play. Carp.
I'm going to tell you this. Shohei, I realize Shohei is a big deal, right? He's a big deal.
Everywhere.
There is not any company that he doesn't endorse. And I'm talking like.
He's the Mark Tauscher of Japan.
No. I wish I was the Shohei. There are jumbotrons and I'm not going to get into because it's not an ice cream shop, but the shoe brand that he gets into, there are more of those shoes walking around. Shibashu, what's the real busy intersection? There's like this Shibuya.
I don't know. I've never
Shibuya
been
intersection, the busiest intersection
Booyah!
In the world. Shibuya. There are more of these shoes, and I think it's because Shohei wears them. They're everywhere.
Does he have an ice cream endorsement, though?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you that matcha, you know that matcha stuff? It's like the green. It's green.
They have that at a coffee shop
sucks.
That we don't mention that Jordan Schultz is related to. Yeah,
totally.
I've never had it. What does it taste like?
Sucks.
Grass?
Nah, it's just not good. It's probably because it's healthy, but it's just not good.
How are you ever going to grow up to be a great sumo wrestler?
You're not going to get an ice cream cone over there, and they're just pushing matcha on you like it's going out of style. It's not for me. I'm out on matcha. Don't get it. What was your question? Baseball?
Is that what it was? You don't think matcha of that, then? All right. No, we speak of questions, we need to play trivia.
Doesn't it seem crazy to you that there's been all this analytics and your guy Moneyball? I watched Moneyball twice on these flights because it helped me sleep. No advancement
what?
In bats forever. Yeah. Moneyball.
Wait, no. I want to get into the bats later. But wait a minute. So you have you have like 13-hour flights each way and you watched Moneyball twice?
There's only 11.
You had no other
there
viewing
was
options?
No better movie that you could have found that you were like, I'm mildly interested in this. And I
couldn't find Shawshank. I've never seen
hours.
That.
20 hours. Let me see if
Titanic.
I can get this.
So here's the deal, boys. This is not like the American cinema at your fingertips. There was not 7 million. Like, there was a lot of all Japanese movies. Like, and I was just not interested. I didn't get into you know, the Goodwill Hunting of Japan. And maybe I would have if I would have seen it or known. There was a limited amount, and I ended up watching both Top Guns both ways and Moneyball both times on the way back. So I saw Running Point. It's a Netflix deal with Jeannie Buss. I think that show is very overrated.
Well, it's Kate Hudson playing someone in the style of Jeannie Buss. Yeah.
Did you watch Jeannie The White Buss. Lotus with Japanese subtitles? The hotel movie, as we like to call it.
I have not caught up on White Lotus yet, no.
Okay.
A couple episodes back. But anyways, Moneyball, getting back to my original point, Moneyball, all of this analytical stuff, and nobody, except for some fella from MIT, gets hired by the Yankees and says, hey, guys, instead of getting jammed, let's make the bat wider there so you don't get jammed. We're all idiots. How do we not think of that? That wasn't that hard. Like I told you before, I used to, in wood class back in high school, I lathed a lot of baseball bats.
How many would be a lot?
More than two.
Okay. More than me.
I told Vinny and Billstead, I think after that performance the Yankees put on the Brewers, that if you're right now in shop class, I think you should think seriously about trying to figure out how to do this so that you get the Brewers some bats. If you're in the Milwaukee area and you're studying shop and you're doing woodworking, let's get these boys some of these bats.
Come on down to Tausch's Lathing Central, and he'll be happy to help you.
You think, like, Timmy at South Milwaukee High School is in shop class, and suddenly he's making Jackson Churio's bat for the game tomorrow night?
Let me tell you something. Little Johnny wasn't Johnny from MIT before. He was Little Johnny at some small high school, and he ended up going to MIT, and now he's changing the game of baseball with the Bronx Bombers. Yeah.
We'll talk more about bats and vacations and what Goody has to say at the NFL meetings, but first we have to play trivia. And, Jesse, what exactly is this category? It's not questions about Tausch's vacation, right?
No, it is not, because I didn't know what Tausch was up to over his vacation, sumo wrestling and the Hiroshima carp, among other things. The Tausch vacation recap... Like the sports weekend recap, but it's been a minute. So that's how we're going to do today's trivia.
Or 11 days.
You got 10 or 11 days to recap from. So let's see how much you were paying attention while Tausch was gone. And then maybe more fun, how will Tausch fare answering his own, unless he's asking the questions. I guess we could do that way too. Or Tausch could try and play along to see what he knows from the time that he was gone if he didn't read them already.
All right, it is 11:51 p.m. right now in Tokyo. Okay, it's 9:51 a.m. here.
Yeah, that sounds right.
In
Just wait,
Wisconsin.
11:50 p.m.?
11:51 p.m., so it's about to be Tuesday, April 1st, in about 9 minutes there. Okay? So they are, if my math is correct, 14 hours ahead
That sounds right.
of me.
Yep.
So we will take caller 14, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 14 plays trivia, and the category again, the Tausch Vacation Recap, things that happened in sports while Tausch was in Japan. We'll play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans, this is 100.5 ESPN.
Ready to roll, ready to rock, ready to give it all I've got. Gotta live to win, get up, get up, get even. Ready to roll, ready to rock, ready to give it one more shot. Let the game begin, need something to believe.
Time for trivia. But first, probably pull last week's trivia winner. Jesse, what? Can we play now?
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
You know.
We were lost without you, Tausch. Just things just go off the rails.
We do it when
here.
Tausch is here too, let's be honest. So do we need to do it now, or since JC didn't play last week, we can just play?
We can do it whenever. It is irrelevant for the sake of JC and Randolph playing Wilder.
First time
Tausch
contestant.
Trivia today. Yeah.
Well, you've got do you have it ready?
I do. Yeah. We're
all right,
here.
Just
we're
pull your winner.
Cheese fry helmet. Blame Joe Thomas for taking up too much of our time on Friday. So.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about his Hall of Fame beef sticks.
They are really good, though. Took some home over the weekend. Congratulations to last Wednesday's contestant, and that is Rick in Madison. Nicely done. Rick, you are the winner.
Rick, congratulations. Well done. Now we'll see if JC and Randolph can be this coming Friday's winner, or maybe we'll pick it on Monday, given the way our track record is. And JC is indeed a first-time contestant. JC, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, and welcome back home, Tausch.
Good to be home.
And we're happy to have him.
JC, are you a longtime listener to the show who's never played trivia, or have you tried to play trivia and just never been the caller?
I'm a longtime listener, and I do occasionally call in, but this is the first time I've been successful.
All right. Well, let's hope you're successful with three correct answers. I'm sure Tausch would love to ask all three questions, but we'll let him ease his way back into the rotation.
Good
like
idea.
You know, like Brandon Woodruff coming off of his injury from last season.
Yeah, and so it's midnight my time right now, too. So keep that
indeed
in mind.
It is. Yeah. So question number one, JC.
Midnight on Wednesday, which I didn't know is possible. But
no,
it's
not true. Question number one, JC, is this. Which of these number 15 seeds gave two-seed Alabama a scare in the opening round of the NCAA tournament before the Crimson Tide pulled away late? Was it Robert Morris, Morris Roberts, or Bob Moore?
I'll go with number two, Morris Roberts.
JC, it's going to be a tough start for you here. The school is Robert Morris. I think they play in the Horizon League, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
They face off with the fight in Phoenix. All right, let's bounce back with question two, JC.
It's okay. It was a long time ago that happened.
It was. It was like a month ago. Question two is this. Which NHL player is now 5 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record for most goals scored in a career? Is that player Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, or Steven Stamkos?
I'm going to go with number two again.
That's a good way to go. Alex Ovechkin is correct. Jesse, how many more regular season games do they have left? Is he going to get it before the end of the year?
Many are speculating he will get it. I think they have almost 2 weeks to go in the NHL's regular season. So, looks promising for the surging Washington Capitals.
Well, I could say if Tausch guarantees that he is going to get the goal-scoring record, that will mean he will not get the goal-scoring record. All right, question three. Question three, JC, is this. 16 major conference college basketball teams are gathering for an inaugural tournament starting today in Las Vegas. That tournament goes by which of these names? And I'm not going to lie, I have no idea what the correct answer is here. Except Jesse highlighted it for me. Is it called the College Basketball Clash, the College Basketball Classic, or the College Basketball Crown?
It's going to be number one.
But is it?
Very confident.
What?
JC sounded confident there. I just booked it, thought he was right.
JC.
Pretty lame. Pretty lame.
CBC, and then Jesse gave all CBC options, which is kind of D-O-U-C-H-E-Y. The correct answer is the College Basketball Crown. Jesse, who's in this tournament? Okay. Give me the 16 teams in the bracket.
It starts today, 2 o'clock this afternoon. They've been really hyping this thing up all year long.
Which is 4 a.m. Tokyo time.
Utah and Butler tip us off at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Utah-Butler, followed by two teams that do not get along, George Washington and Boise State at 4:30.
Yeah. Do those teams not get along?
They'll probably get along fine. At 7:30, Nebraska and Arizona State.
Just making stuff up.
Wait, so is this considered above the NIT or below the NIT?
So it was created by Fox, and the intention is to make it better than the NIT. So they're inviting only like major conference teams. So like the Mountain West and the Atlantic 10 are the lowest they'll go. So basically the NIT
But the Mountain West isn't a...
No, they are. They're more major than like the Missouri Valley and the whole Ohio Valley and the Northeastern Conference, all that stuff. So the NIT...
Where is Bradley in it?
No, Bradley was in the NIT. So the NIT's become like the mid-major deal, and now this is like for the major teams that don't make the tournament. They go to this thing, and they play in Vegas for a week.
JC, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't blame you for not getting that right. This sounds... not at all appealing. I don't plan on watching it.
Georgetown,
you
Washington
love all
State.
These bowl games, but you don't like this. This is literally the exact same thing as bowl
10
games.
10 p.m. tip tonight, Georgetown, Washington State. I have a hunch Jason's going to have
that
don't
game
like
on. Each other.
Yeah,
two teams don't like each other.
Georgetown they do and not George like Washington each other. And George Mason. Oh, don't even get me started.
DePaul, Cincinnati.
They should start a tournament
tomorrow.
With just Georges. Georgia. Georgia State, you have to have a George in your name. Play it in Mount Vernon. There you go.
Now that was pretty good. Well done. Well done to you too, JC, even though you only got one right. These were ridiculous questions. We appreciate
your
loyalty
to the
show.
I feel like JC hung up already.
Nah, he's still here.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah, see you, JC. Thanks, JC. We appreciate you.
Villanova plays tomorrow. Are they going to have the old coach, the new coach, or an interim coach?
They don't
coach?
Like this.
Who knows?
They don't like that team. Whoever Villanova's
are they playing,
playing
Temple?
Like, I can tell.
Willard got done coaching in the Sweet 16 last week for Maryland. He can go to Villanova and coach in the Crown this week.
All right. That's enough of the Crown. I think we're done here. Goody with some other things to say, including regarding Jair Alexander. We will hear what he had to say when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. And we have a question in the YouTube comments looking for recommendations for your trip to Japan because Chris is headed there this summer. Chris, my first tip for you will be get your body clock prepared because some people are struggling this morning because it's midnight his time.
We'll
the 10
sleep,
o'clock
we'll
hour slash the midnight hour. Starts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.